Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Eric Offner. I'm your host. The name of the show? Eric's Sounds of Jazz. The name of this particular program? Jazz from Blue Note Records. The year? Well, 2 years, 1939 and 1940. Let me briefly say that Alfred Lion started Blue Note Record. He loved the blues. I'm quite sure that the reason he called it Blue Note is because he loved the blues. And it was at a time when the traditional blues were neglected because the swing era had begun and they really did not feature the blues. Let's play some music.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo! Thank you.
first five numbers that you've just heard are improvisations, no composers. I happen to love that. How many times can you hear a jazz band, they record, and the first five numbers they record are all improvised? I hope you could tell it was improvised. Recorded on April 7, 1939, with Frankie Newton, J.C. Higginbottom, Teddy Bunn, Albert Ammons, Johnny Williams, and Big Sid Catlett. The titles we heard were Daybreak Blues, Wearyland Blues, Port of Harlem Blues, Mighty Blues, and Rockin' the Blues. Those of you who were very alert noticed that J.C. Higginbottom on trombone was not on Daybreak Blues, and Frankie Newton did not play on Wearyland Blues. I love Frankie Newton. I'll call him the poet of the trumpet. Not the recognition by jazz people or the public that he deserved. He was understated. He was born in 1906 and lived 48 years until 1954. Some of you will remember that Frankie was on Bessie Smith's famous recording, Give Me a Pigfoot, and he also accompanied Billie Holiday on her famous record, Strange Fruit. On trombone, J.C. Higginbottom was also born in 1906. He lived to be 67 years, died in 1973, and his sound I would characterize as very explosive. He joined King Oliver, then Louis Russell, played with Fletcher Henderson, and of course, I think we all know, he played with Louis Armstrong. Thank you. just heard After Hour Blues, an improvisation, Basin Street Blues, Blues for Tommy, that of course was Tommy Ladnier, who had died 4 days earlier, Summertime, which Bechet recorded a number of times, and Pounding Heart Blues, another improvisation. The personnel brings Frankie Newton and J.C. Higginbotham back, as well as Teddy Bunn and Johnny Williams and Sid Catlin. It was recorded on June 8, 1939. And of course, Sidney Bechet is on soprano sax and clarinet, except for After Hour Blues and except for Basin Street Blues. Thank you. heard Bechet's Steady Rider by Bechet, Saturday Night Blues by Bechet, with a quartet consisting of Sidney Bechet, soprano, sax, and clarinet, Teddy Bunn on guitar, Pops Foster on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. Recorded on March 27, 1940. Let me talk about Teddy Bunn. He was born in 1909, died in 1978, lived 69 years. You heard his only solo session. I'd like to thank you for listening. This is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric Sounds of Jazz. You can catch me at eoffner@optonline.net, and catch me the next time.